As a reminder to media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for your guys last week. A 99-92 loss up in Williamsburg last Thursday, but then you come home and defeat Delaware 89-76 on Saturday. Before we look ahead, just give me your view on the two games last week.
Well, I was incredibly impressed with the way William and Mary attacked us on Thursday, and we go into the locker room down 13, and I was equally, maybe even more impressed with the way our guys kind of stuck with it and got hot a little bit late in the or middle to the late second half and cut it to three a couple times and needed a stop that we didn't get and ended up losing a high-scoring affair on Thursday. And then our guys were able to bounce back. And we came out hot to start the game Saturday and made some shots and got a good lead. And then to Delaware's credit, they competed for 40 minutes and they made it close. And we were fortunate enough to get enough stops to get the victory.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Sonia.
Your first question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach. I'm just catching up with all the lead coaches. Is there if a player gets a technical on your team, is there any punishment that comes with it that you guys hand out, or how do you guys kind of handle those situations when they come about?
It's not something that we've dealt with very much, and we don't have a set policy, but we kind of adhere to doing the right thing as often as we can, and if ever there's a situation where our guys slip up, then we just address that situation as need be.
Do you feel like things are being called a little tighter this year, I guess you would say? It seems like the whistles are up a little bit, especially for technical fouls. Do you feel like that's become an issue in the league and something that they're maybe calling a little tighter this year?
I wouldn't say that it's an issue. I do think there's quite a few technicals that have been called, but I think you look immediately at how competitive our league is. And our league is as close top to bottom, not only in the standings, but in terms of the ability of the teams in the league that can win anywhere on any night against anybody. And you have a league as competitive as our league, then that leads to some intense games.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Alex.
Matt, a tremendous week for Tyler Sebring, 28.8 rebounds at William & Mary and 24-8 in the Delaware game. And what jumps out even more than those numbers to me, the shooting percentage, 68% from the floor and 8-9 from three. Just talk about the week that he's had and really the year that he's had, at least in conference play, shooting 52% from three from 6-8-4.
I'm very impressed with the way he's not only been aggressive, but he's done it within our system. And Tyler's a very heady player. He is understanding of his value to our team on both ends of the floor. He's become more aggressive offensively, but he's not doing it in a selfish way. He's doing it within the framework of what we're trying to do. And he's also evolving into a great leader. He's becoming a lot more verbal on the court in games, but also in practice and in the locker room. So he's had a tremendous year so far.
I know that you certainly have a lot of guys on your team that can shoot the ball, but how effective does that make when you've got guys like Tyler and Brian Dawkins to be able to cause matchup problems for other teams?
We like that. We like post players that can not only play inside but play outside. We like guards with an ability to score inside as well as make perimeter shots. And that versatility, I think, makes it more difficult to guard any team. And when we're playing well, then we create matchup problems with our ability to be versatile.
We're here with Elon head coach Matt Matheny. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Another guy with a big offensive week is your point guard, Danon Swoop, 25 in the game at William & Mary, and then 22 points and also seven assists, and goes over 1,000 points for his career, which is a pretty big number for a guy still in his junior season. Just talk about the week Danon's had and his play of late.
I thought he had a very good weekend this past weekend, and he's putting work in. He's getting in the gym extra and getting shots up, and we are firm believers that translates, and I think he may be percentage-wise, statistically, had a tough stretch shooting the ball, and his answer to that was to work. And his work translated into a very good weekend this past weekend, and what a great honor for him individually to cross the 1,000-point barrier. And I think he's our third guy this year to do that. So not only a great individual honor, but an honor to have that many guys on the team that have crossed the barrier.
You get to stay at home this week, a couple of back-to-back home games with Hofstra and James Madison. Hofstra, you saw a few weeks ago and picked up a really impressive 89-76 win up at Hofstra. What did you do well in that game?
Oh, I think we shot the ball very well. And, you know, as you evaluate film, that doesn't always mean you're going to do it again the next time you see a team. And Hofstra's a different team now, and they're playing, in my opinion, I think they're playing well. And so we know yet another CAA battle.
When you face Hofstra, they not only have the fourth leading scorer in the nation in Justin Wright Foreman, but obviously an imposing inside guy, and Rokas Gustis, who's among the all-time leading rebounders in this league's history. How difficult does that make as a coach when you've got an inside guy and an outside guy like that to try to slow down?
It's incredible. The numbers that are going up in our league on every team are just extraordinary. And I've been coaching for a long time, and you see Gusty's rebounding numbers. I've never seen a guy get as many rebounds as he does. He had 23 against us last time we played him, and he does that consistently. And then Wright Foreman to be one of the top scorers in the country, just extraordinary. And it seems like every team in our league has a guy that's putting up numbers that are just eye-popping numbers.
All right, Matt, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
See you, Rob.